overall, I feel like there needs to be a direction of a very chic, clean, beautiful, glamorous look.
All right, here we go.
This is gonna look fabulous. We have a white set, all white, beautiful women in white.
I love vintage pieces. So my favorite item today that I'm wearing are these vintage earrings. I think they're really, really cool, super stylish, and they're a little bit of glam and a little bit of funk at the same time.
She's an artist. She's a very creative spirit. I think it was important to play into what is over the top about her. So we added this over the top fur piece, and that piece lends itself to balance out the curve.
I could throw a belt across this smock and give a tease, but if this ain't together, child, everything else fails. So yeah, always be snatched.
Come on.
For Little Mo, we covered her arms, her tattoos. She just wanted to feel a little bit more chic. We kept the hemline really, really short.
I know I have a short torso and a long leg, so I have to find things that fit my body right. I have big hips for my height. I'm 4'11", so everything has to accentuate. It doesn't have to exaggerate.
Hello.
I think definitely being comfortable is important, mm-hmm. because you never know how long you're gonna have on a pair of shoes or keep something cinched in or something like that.
Claudette was willing to try anything, which was good for a stylist to be able to have that kind of opportunity. So I gave her a high-waisted ball skirt. I added a high slit through the chiffon to keep it sexy, to show a little leg.
Big, big smile.
For our new girl, Leela, I think the inspiration was always gonna be grown with a little feel of 70s. Dreamgirls, Diana Ross, flowy, diva, plunging neckline, and things of that nature. Michelle A, she's funny. She says she wants long 1 minute, and the next minute she wants short. But I really wanted to give her a Vanity Fair approach. And she's like, where's the bling and where's the pop? And I'm like, you don't need all that because you are just poured effortlessly.
I love this top. I know I'm coming out of it a little bit, so they're gonna retouch that. But I like how edgy it is. I love that it matches the whole look of my hair. And just the more aggressive part of who I am.
Shantae is really feeling her edgy moment. So we use cutouts, we use leather, we use high hemline for her.
All right, everybody ready? Everybody looks beautiful. Last touches, and let's do this.